shortly before 9 in the morning, the artillery opened up, everything, gave them everything they had. As we left the village of Louvencourt, as the sun was going down in the evening of the 30th day of June, and we must have looked very young because the French peasantry, the women particularly, were weeping.
We raise this memorial to Canadian warriors. This is the inspired expression in stone of Canada's salute to her fallen son.
Dieppe itself caused the Germans to think that when the main invasion came, it would be at ports.
People of Western Europe, a landing was made this morning on the coast of France by troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force. The hour of your liberation is approaching.
Great fleets of over 100 gliders have gone overhead, towed by C-47 transports, who are certainly proving the workhorses of its invasion. I can see them. They're casting off the gliders as they circle around over the beach.
There was still a lot of shells and mortars landing on the beach. When the ramp went down on our LCT, there was Charlie Dalton standing there with blood streaming down his face and directing everybody up to the wall. And by this time, the engineers had cleared most of the obstacles away.
The section that I was in, 10 men, 7 of them were killed. I was knocked off my feet in the water. I did get ashore. There was 3 of us. By this time, 2 of us were wounded.
We interrupt our program to bring you special bulletin. Here's a summary of the latest developments on the reported surrender of Germany. The Associated Press has reported in a flash from Reims, France, that the Allies have officially announced that Germany has surrendered unconditionally.
I found it awfully hard to believe that those ordinary sheets of paper passing from hand to hand were really the surrender. And the end of a war which has devastated the lives of our generation.
It was historic, Margaret Ecker of the Canadian Press.
I have received this afternoon a message from the Japanese government which specifies the unconditional surrender of Japan.
In Flanders fields the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.